Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. Thanks for joining us. So this week we're looking at Sing Tribulation in a series on Sing from Scripture. We're looking at Psalm 22, verses 1 to 11. My God, why have you deserted me? Why are you so far away? Won't you listen to my groans and come to my rescue? I cry out day and night, but you don't answer, and I can never rest. Yet you are the holy God, ruling from your throne and praised by Israel. Our ancestors trusted you, and you rescued them. When they cried out for help, you saved them, and you did not let them down when they depended on you. But I am merely a worm, far less than human. I am hated and rejected by people everywhere. Everyone who sees me makes fun and sneers. They shake their heads and say, "Trust the Lord. If you are his favorite, let him protect you and keep you safe. You, Lord, brought me safely through birth, and you protected me when I was a baby at my mother's breast. From the day I was born, I have been in your care, and from the time of my birth, you have been my God. Don't stay far off when I am in trouble with no one to help me." So, asking for a friend, have you ever whined? I mean, I know most of you are stalwart, stiff upper lip types, but say you had a knee replacement and you were at physical therapy and your leg, which is supposed to bend 140 degrees, is only bending on a good day to 110 degrees. And the normally very nice PT is growing devil's horns, and he has decided to make that knee go all the way. Have you ever whined, complained, perhaps bitched, suggests that somehow life is unfair, suggesting that somehow life is unfair, and that if God loved you, you wouldn't be crying your eyes out? All because your knee now feels like it's broken into a million pieces, never to be repaired, and you will never walk again? Your reason for living has left the room. All you can taste is the bitterness of your lowly condition, and you know for certain that God has abandoned you. So, have you ever whined? Because every time you have whined, every time, even though you don't imagine that that's what you're doing, you are singing tribulation. And while the whining about PT, about a knee replacement, may be trivial in comparison to the true singing about tribulation seen in this world, like that in today's psalm lesson, or like that seen in Turkey and in Syria and in Ukraine, like that seen in communities across the country after gun violence, like in places like Kentucky after the tornadoes tore apart buildings and lives, and like the whining modeled in the Psalms and the prophets and even biblical books like Lamentations, it is without a doubt singing tribulation. You see, like most of the singing in Scripture, carrying a tune is not essential. What is essential is that you have decided by a clear thought process or even just by emotional response to pour out your heart, your bitterness, your confusion to God about your circumstances, confusion about your status as a child of the King. For most of us, a good bit of our whining has to do with some pretty serious confusion about our relationship with God. While God may be for his people, God does not work for his people. God is not our employee, our servant, our slave. Quite the opposite. We are the children of the King and his most trusted servants. We are commissioned to go into this world and announce God's presence. We are the front men, as it were, not the other way around. You understand? God is not our front man. God is not preparing a way for us such that we should never suffer the consequences of a broken world, so that we should not suffer with its broken people, or subject to it, the decaying planet, or our own frail human bodies. We are not at all exempt from the consequences of our own foolish sins and foibles. We will hurt. We will make mistakes. We will act at times like rebels. We will suffer from our own arrogance, even from the arrogance and sins of others, but we can whine. It's very much a scriptural tradition. We can catch. We can complain. We can hang our heads and ask God where God is, because we have been promised God will answer. God will display his power, and God will remind us of who he is and who is who. We belong to God, not the other way around. Getting it wrong, as we constantly do, I think is the ultimate sin. Not the unforgivable sin, you understand, but the sin that undergirds our failure to see God as who God really is, our maker, our creator, our sustainer. God is the one who created all that is and who chose to let all of his amazing glory go in order to come and be among us as the humble, loving, and all-forgiving, yet completely incarnate presence of God in Jesus. We can, and we should whine, because it opens up the possibility that we can finally see who our God really is, not our puppet, but our Lord. The one who calls for us to follow and to reveal to the world the amazing presence of the Christ. So read the scriptures, stock up on some really good whining ideas, talk to your Jewish friends. They have centuries more experience whining to God. And look, they're still here. And God still loves them. And you. And me. And even my stubborn knees. For God loves this world, and you and me too. So whine on, brothers and sisters. Amen. That brings us to the end of our edition of Today's Word for today. Thank you so much for stopping by.